Patient name, Kerry, K-E-R-R-I, last name, Gabehart, G-A-B-E-H-A-R-T. Date of birth, 10-3 of 93, date of service, 3-20 of 23. This is a 29-year-old female patient. Here complains of right-sided jaw pain. Apparently, she was eating a particular food, and she hurt her inside jaw, possibly cracking a tooth on the upper molar. She has had that just for one day now. She is in pain. She does have a dental appointment, but it's not for 2 weeks, period, new paragraph. No other issues were brought forth today. Allergies to Tylenol, vital signs, blood pressure 103 over 65, pulse 78, respiration 16, temperature 98.4, oxygenation 98% on room air, current weight 138, current medication, non-medical history negative, surgical history, appendectomy, social history, occasionally drinks socially, negative for drugs or smoking, period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. She is holding the right side of her jaw, however, period, new paragraph. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light, ears within normal limits, oral pharyngeal area clear. There is some inflammation and erythema to the right upper jawline. At the rear molar, it appears as though partial tooth is missing, period, new paragraph. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly, no masses, no lymphadenopathy. Heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs clear to auscultation. Remainder of exam, unremarkable, period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan, right upper jaw pain. Patient will be given tramadol, 50 milligrams BID, number 30. And Toradol, 10 milligrams PO, 3 times a day, number 30, period, new paragraph. Patient is to keep her dental appointment and must follow up with dentistry, period, new paragraph. I've explained all of this to her. She verbalizes understanding.